Hello everyone, welcome back to 360 on History. As always, please check out our website 360onhistory.com. Join us on our YouTube 360 on History and of course on all the social media. And please also check out my new book, Fantastic Women. It's available on Amazon and you will also find the link on the website. Before we start today's podcast episode, I just wanted to talk about the fantastic total solar eclipse that swept across North America and was seen by so many millions of people. Unfortunately, although it was supposed to be visible partially in some parts of the UK, we were not able to see it here because of clouds. But there are some amazing images available on the internet, and I have just been spending my whole time looking at them. I hope you have too. Today, we are going to talk about two new studies that have informed us that we were completely wrong about bird evolution. So, approximately 65 million years ago, a colossal asteroid collided with Earth, as we all know, triggering the extinction of terrestrial dinosaurs, which also obviously included the iconic Tyrannosaurus Rex. However, after this cataclysm, avian creatures began to thrive. These are the birds that we see all around us. We all know now that they are actually dinosaurs. And when you look at them behave the way they do, some of them especially, yeah, I can see that. With over 10,000 bird species currently inhabiting Earth, the term flourish might even be an understatement. Yet, organizing these birds into a coherent family tree has posed a monumental challenge due to their vast numbers and the complexities of their evolutionary history. Recent advancements in genomic sequencing and analysis have started to unravel the intricate story of avian evolution. And two studies published on April 1st, 2024, in the journals Proceedings of the National Academy of Science and Nature shed light on a genetic anomaly approximately 65 million years old, exactly when that asteroid hit and cleaned out all the dinosaurs. This has obscured scientists' understanding of avian evolutionary history. Specifically, a section of one chromosome failed to undergo expected mixing with adjacent DNA, impeding the construction of a detailed bird family tree. According to a statement by the scientists, this section, just 2% of the bird genome, convinced scientists that most birds could be grouped into two major categories, with flamingos and doves as evolutionary cousins. The more accurate family tree, which accounts for the misleading section of the genome, identifies four main groups and identifies flamingos and doves as more distantly related. According to Edward Brown, the senior author of the paper, "My lab has been chipping away at this problem of bird evolution for longer than I want to think about. We had no idea there would be a big chunk of the genome that behaved unusually. We kind of stumbled onto it." Unquote. Edward Brown is a professor of biology at the University of Florida. So in 2014, technological progress enabled researchers to construct a family tree for neoaves, a group encompassing the majority of bird species. By analyzing the genomes of 48 species, they divided neoaves into two primary categories, one comprising doves and flamingos, and the other encompassing all remaining bird species. In the latest study, genetic analysis involving 363 bird species revealed a revised family tree, indicating four main groups, and uncovering the true genetic relationship between flamingos and doves. This revelation stemmed from identifying a specific region in the chromosomes where genes had not undergone expected mixing over millions of years. This lack of recombination, a process essential for genetic diversity, resulted in a fraction of the bird genome remaining unchanged over time. If you go onto our website and look up the article on this, you will see the diagram of the two family trees and the four family trees. According to Brown, when we looked at the individual genes and what tree they supported, all of a sudden it popped out that all the genes that support the old tree, they are all in one spot. That's what started the whole thing, unquote. The implications of this genetic anomaly extend beyond birds, potentially existing in other organisms as well. And by harnessing computational algorithms like Astral, the one that was used here, researchers reconstructed evolutionary relationships among these 363 bird species, accounting for approximately 92% of all bird families. This updated family tree illuminated evolutionary patterns following the Cretaceous-Tertiary extinction, or the CT extinction, the one that did away with all the dinosaurs, revealing increases in population size, substitution rates, and relative brain size among early birds. The research was conducted as part of the Bird 10,000 Genomes, or B10K project, and aims to sequence the genomes of around 10,500 living bird species, further enriching our understanding of avian evolution. By leveraging computational models and expanding genomic data, scientists continue to piece together the intricate tapestry of bird evolutionary history. As Brown said, we discovered this misleading region in birds because we put a lot of energy into sequencing birds' genomes. I think there are cases like this out there for other species that are just not known right now. So there is hope that similar models and computational techniques will be used to figure out the genomes of other species as well. Thank you for joining me on 360 on History. I will see you again next time.